弟兄姐妹平安。刚才查牧师读了今天的经文呢，以华语来念，所以我现在以英文来念今天的经文。It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come to him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel round his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand. No, said Peter, you will never wash my feet. Jesus answered, Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Then, Lord, Simon Peter replied, Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Jesus answered, Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you. For he knew who was going to betray him, and that is why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, that is what I am. But that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I've set you an example that you should do as I've done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them. I'm not referring to all of you. I know those that I've chosen. But this is to fulfill the passage of scriptures, he who share my bread has sinned against me. I'm telling you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am who I am. Very truly I tell you, whoever accepts anyone I send, accepts me. And whoever accepts me, accepts the one who sent me. Now our sermon series on John often felt like an exploration of a labyrinth.
我们的这个约翰的讲道系列，常常我们感觉到好像是这个在探索一个迷宫。
We were on an investigative journey to know who is Jesus.
我们在一个要认识耶稣的那个好像一个调查的旅程。
And as seasoned expedition members would tell you, that the preparation of a journey is as important as the journey itself.
一个有经验的探险队员会告诉你，准备会比那个探险更加重要。
And so we calibrated all our directional tools.
因此我们校正我们所有的那些工具。
We did background check on our guide.
我们对我们的导游做背景调查。
We steadied ourselves for a lengthy 5-month mental ordeal.
我们做好准备度过一个漫长的那个五个月的那个精神的折磨。
And then with stringent interrogations as our method for justification.
然后以那个严格的那个盘问的方法为我们那个论证的方法。
And then a heavenly local lad called John the Baptist to be our reliable pathfinder.
靠一个像司徒约翰这么可靠的那个探索者。
We ventured forward, rooms within rooms, door behind doors, in search for the truth.
我们向前行，一个一个的门，一个一个的房间，寻找真理。
I wish I can tell you that all our preparations have made it smooth sailing.
我希望我能向你说，我们的那个准备是都是一帆风顺的。
But it was not to be.
但并非如此。
Throughout our journey, we were repeatedly assaulted with piercing questions.
在我们的这个旅程，我们不断地面对很多的尖锐的问题。
We asked, how can you really know?
我们问到你如何能真正的知道呢？
How can you really tell?
你如何能够真正的看得出来呢？
And what does that really mean?
那到底是什么意思？
And what did he really say?
他到底说了些什么？
Really is a key word here.
到底是一个那个关键词
，because who is Jesus really？
因为耶稣到底是谁
Now John does not recount the temptation of Jesus in his gospel.
约翰在他的福音书里没有记录耶稣的那个被诱惑的事情。
But his narrative was such that the grilling of Jesus' identity was present throughout his ministry.
但他对耶稣被拷问他的那个身份的时候，是从他从头到尾都看得到的。
And in the process, the confrontational stance of Jesus and his stuck self-revelation proved to be especially daunting for those who were seeking the truth.
在这过程中，耶稣的这个对抗的姿态和他鲜明的自我启示，让寻求真理者困难重重。
And the truth at times really seems to be beyond our reach.
事实有时候似乎是遥不可及的。
Those who would listen wouldn't understand, couldn't understand.
那些肯听的也听不明白。
Those that would understand couldn't believe.
那些听了明白的，但是不能就相信。
Those that would believe couldn't commit.
那些相信了却无法做出承诺。
And those who would commit couldn't endure.
那些做出承诺的却无法忍受。
There was an episode that really encapsulates the sentiments of those people who were earnestly trying to follow Jesus.
有一个很好的插曲说明了耶稣信徒的那个情绪。
Simon Peter was asking Jesus,
西门彼得问耶稣说,
Lord, where are you going?
主你往哪里去?
He wants to follow him.
他想跟他一起去。
Jesus replied, where I'm going, you cannot follow now, but later you will follow.
耶稣回答说, 我所去的地方, 你现在不能跟我去。
So Peter asked, Lord, why can't I follow you now?
彼得说, 主啊, 为什么我不能跟你呢?
I want to lay down my life for you.
我愿意为你舍命。
Then Jesus answered,
耶稣说,
Will you really lay down your life for me?
你愿意为我舍命吗?
And then you, a very familiar verse. Very truly I tell you, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times.
耶稣说, 我实实在在地告诉你, 鸡叫已先, 你要三次不认我。
Jesus' reply here to Peter is a wake-up call to all of us.
耶稣对彼得的回答, 对我们大家来说是一个, 敲醒了我们警钟。
Can we really follow Jesus to the very end?
我们是否能够跟随耶稣一直到最后的那个时刻?
In our process of investigating and trying to discover Jesus,
在我们那个要企图了解耶稣的过程中,
some passages were so heavy laden, it seems that we have bitten off more than we could chew.
有些经文是如此的沉重, 让我们感到无法消化。
If we truly know Jesus,
如果我们真正的了解耶稣,
If we truly know Jesus, we might even disown him before we know it.
我们可能在我们自己察觉之前就不认他了。
Now, since the Lent period began, we have come, this journey has taken an unexpected turn.
在大斋节的开始，这个旅程已经有一些意想不到的转折。
Jesus said, now is the time for judgment on this world.
耶稣说，现在是那个时刻来审判这世界。
And the prince of this world will be driven out.
这个世界的王子,
就在那一节啊, it's the same verse.
Which one? Okay. 这世界的王将要被赶出去。
He said this to show the kind of death that he was going to die.
他说这个是为了让大家看得出他所要经过的死亡。
Now it's good that we have this fervor of Peter.
我们有彼得的热情是好的。
We say, why can't we follow you now?
为什么我们不能现在就跟随你呢?
I will lay down my life for you.
我愿为你舍命。
We want the truth. We want to seek Jesus.
我们要那个真理, 我们要跟随耶稣。
But cheesy as it sounds, sometimes we can't handle the truth.
听起来好像很潇洒, 但是有时候我们无法处理那个事实。
It is difficult to comprehend a Messiah who is going to die.
要理解一个将要死的救世主是相当困难的。
And in this labyrinth of seeking the truth, we come in face to face now with this problem of death.
在追求真理的这个迷宫里, 我们面对那个死亡的问题。
To most people, death is a dead end.
对很多人来说, 死亡是一个死胡同。
And I'm not sure how many of us can move on if the way forward is to die.
我不知道如果当我们知道前面的道路是通往死亡的话，我们当中有多少人能够继续向前进。
And this is one of the many ways why this journey of knowing Jesus is so demanding.
这就是为什么 这段旅程是这么的严峻。
So far, I've just painted the human side of this exploration.
到目前为止，我描绘的是这旅程的那个人性化的一面。
But that is not the whole complete picture.
但这不是一个完整的画面。
The process of knowing is actually a dynamic interaction between two parties.
这个了解的过程其实是双方面的互动的。
We are seeking Jesus.
我们寻求耶稣。
We are seeking Jesus just as Jesus is also trying to simultaneously reveal the truth to us.
在这同时，耶稣也揭露了这个真理给我们。
However, Jesus on his side, in his revelation, has his own set of problems.
但是在耶稣的这个启示方面，他也有他自己的一个问题。
Now we might think nothing about this difficulties of revelation. Just reveal what's the big deal.
我们可能会认为这有什么大不了。
Philip says it quite plainly for all of us.
腓力很直接的了当的说。
Philip says, Lord, just show us the Father, and that will be enough for us.
将父显现给我们看，我们就知足了。
Now if Jesus' purpose was to reveal the Father, then isn't that the obvious thing to do?
如果耶稣的目的是要揭示那个父。那个不是很明显的。
Isn't it just simply show it to us? What's the big deal? What was so hard about it?
只需要给我们看就行了。
Now, when I was young, there is this drama series based on the novel Journey to the West.
我年轻的时候有一个连续剧是《西游记》。
So the monkey, he had to fight some demons in this place called 车迟国。
孙悟空在车迟国需要和一些妖魔打斗。
And so there is this competition before a king, and the king and basically is to decide who has the power to summon the rain.
有一个在国王面前的一个竞争，看谁有能力呼唤那个雨。
So there is a tiger demon. He tried, but he failed.
有一个虎妖，他尝试了，但是他失败。
So the king asked him, "Why do you fail? You always do it."
国王问他，你平时都行了，为什么今天失败呢？
The tiger gave the excuse, "Oh, the dragon is not at home."
那个虎妖说龙王不在家。
And then later the monkey tried and he did it. It was successful.
孙悟空接着尝试，他就成功了。
So the king said, "Oh, see, he can do it."
国王说，你看他做得到。
Then the tiger said, "No, it's not the case."
虎妖说，不是
这样的。It wasn't the monkey who make it rain.
不是他呼唤雨的。
Actually, it was me.
是我。
You see, the dragon actually came home late.
他说了，龙王其实回家晚了。
So he saw the tiger's petition late.
他看到那个请愿书的时候，已经是算迟了。
That's why the rain was delayed. Actually, the rain came from my petition.
所以那个雨水其实来迟了，但是那雨水是因我而来的。
So how would you resolve this? There's a conflict here.
你如何去解决呢？
So the monkey said, well, if the tiger really had all this connection with all these deities, then he should ask them to just reveal them.
孙悟空说，如果他有这么有关系这么好的话，叫他们出来给大家看。
But of course, the tiger couldn't.
当然那个虎妖做不到。
Then the monkey called all of them out.
接着孙悟空就把全部的龙王都叫出来。
So all the deities, the wind, the thunder, the lightning, and all the four dragons, they all revealed themselves in the skies.
他把所有的神仙、风雷、雨电和那四龙王全部都叫出来。
Waving in the sky to the king.
在天空向国王挥手。
Oh, the king was very happy, very pleased to see all these deities, and of course, then the monkey won that round.
国王看得非常高兴，当然的，孙悟空也赢了这一回。
To this day, I have this mental image of all these rain deities peeking out from the clouds and waving their hands.
到今天，我脑海里还有这个神仙从云端里面露出来向你挥手的那个景象。
Now this, I think, is one of Jesus' biggest hurdle in terms of revelation.
我相信这是耶稣有关显现的那个最大的障碍之一。
Amidst all these arguments and debates that he has with the Jewish leaders over his identity,
在与犹太领袖对他身份的争论和辩论的时候。
Even sometimes to the point of threatening his life,
在甚至威胁到他生命安全的时候，
sometimes you can't quite appreciate the level of Jesus' difficulty in terms of communication.
有时候很难了解为什么耶稣这么难沟通呢？
Honestly, if it's up to us, we will have resolved it like what the monkey did.
因为如果是我们的话，我们就可以像孙悟空一样，很容易就解决了。
Just call the Father to reveal himself and then settle the argument once and for all.
把父叫出来就把问题解决了。
Just as Philip said, Lord, just show us the Father and that will be enough for us.
就像腓力所说的，将父显现给我们看，我们就知足了。
Perhaps the Father will then just, you know, reveal himself by picking up from the clouds and giving a good wave.
或许父就可以从云端跑露脸向你们招手。
Jesus will say, "See, I told you, yeah, that he's real, right? We I have this connection."
也就是说，你看我有这个关系。
And then the gospel of John will be a lot shorter than we have now.
约翰福音就会很短的。
But Jesus couldn't.
但耶稣不能。
Jesus couldn't because that is not the Father.
耶稣不能，因为那不是父。
The Father is not an old man in the sky hiding from us.
父不是那一个躲在天空上的。那一个人
it would be convenient to have such a father, but it would also be a bit creepy.
有一个这样的会让人令毛骨悚然。
Instead, what is consistently the biblical witness is that God's revelation comes in the form of His Word.
相反的，圣经里的见证从始至终都是神的启示来自于他的话语。
That is the way God interacts.With this world.
这是上帝与我们这个世界的沟通的方式。
The world was created by His word.
世界是借着他的话语造成的。
The promise to Abraham was expressed by His word.
对亚伯兰的应许也是通过他的话语表达出来的。
The laws to Israel were His words through Moses.
对以色列律法来说是也是通过上帝通过摩西的话语。
And the judgment to the kingdom later were also His words through the prophets.
对王国的审判也是上帝通过先知的所说出来的。
This is who God is.
这就是上帝。
The Father reveals Himself through His Word.
他是通过他的话语来显现自己。
Throughout it all is always His will that is more important and not His form.
不是他的形式，而是他的旨意才是重要的。
Now, so far, all these are still very familiar to the Jews.
到目前为止，这些对犹太人来说都是非常熟悉的。
But to properly restore this relationship once and for all, God then took a step beyond imagination.
但要一劳永逸地解决这个问题，上帝采取了超乎想象的下一步。
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
这道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
Jesus became the full expression of God.
耶稣成了上帝的那个充分体现。
He revealed who God is.
他揭露了上帝是谁。
He is God coming in person.
他是上帝成了肉身的人。
Therefore, to Philip's request, this is how Jesus answered him.
这是上帝如何回答腓力。
耶稣。And Jesus answered him, "Don't you know me, Philip? After I've been with you for such a long time."
耶稣对他说：“腓力，我与你们同在这样长久，你们还不认识我吗？”
Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, "Show us the Father"?
人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？
Don't you believe that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me?
我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？
This word I say to you, I do not speak out of my own authority.
我对你们所说的话，不是凭着自己说的。
Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing His work.
乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
Believe me when I say that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves.
你们当信我，我在父里面，父在我里面。既或不信，也当因我所做的事信我。
And so this is the crux of the matter.
这是问题的那个所在。
And this is the underlying truth throughout the whole Gospel of John.
这是那个整本约翰福音的那个基本真理。
Jesus is the Word made flesh.
耶稣是道成的肉身。
While the world wants to see God,
虽然这世界希望看到上帝，
but Jesus was at pains many times to explain that He is already the full revelation of God.
耶稣费尽心思的解释，他其实是上帝的，他其实就是上帝的那个完全的那个显示。
And because He is the Word,
因为他是那个道。
So He is the living water and the daily bread that we need for life.
他就是我们生命中需要的用的那个活水和日用的饮食。
And because He is the Word,
因为他是这道。
He is the way and the truth to the Father.
他就是往父那里的道路和真理。
Because He is the Word,
因为他是这道。
All His works are the creative and redemptive works of God Himself.
他的工作是上帝的创造与救赎的作品。
But if You were Jesus.
但是如果你是耶稣，
How would you reveal that you are truly the Word become flesh?
你如何来表明你就是那个道成肉身的呢？
How would you challenge the paradigm that God is not a deity in the sky and that His word and His will can be manifested in human flesh? How would you do it?
你如何去挑战这个上帝不是在天空中的神仙的这个模式呢？
And so through the sermons of that we have been doing throughout the whole John sermon series,
这个整个约翰福音的讲道系列，
we listen to how Jesus gave his testimony.
我们听了耶稣的证词。
And we also hear the witnesses for Jesus, John the Baptist, and even the Father himself.
我们也听了他的证人，那就是施洗约翰和父他自己。
We then examine all his works.
我们审查了他的工作。
All the signs that include even the resurrection of Lazarus.
他的神迹包括了他那个拉撒路的复活。
But even after all this,
过了即使是这些东西，
sometimes we have to ask,Is the concept just too far-fetched to be believed?
你会不会觉得这个概念是不是太过牵强呢？
How can the word become flesh?
道怎么成了肉身呢？
Perhaps, maybe it's too far-fetched.
或许吧，可能太牵强了。
When the Jewish opponents pick up stones to stone him,
当犹太人拿起石头要打他的时候，
Jesus said to them, I have shown you so many good works from the Father. For which of these do you want to stone me?
耶稣对他们说，我从父显出许多善事给你们看，你们是为哪一件拿石头打我呢？
They say, we are not stoning you for any of the good works.
我们不是为善事拿石头打你。
But for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God.
因为你是个人，反将自己当作神。
The difficulty of Jesus' revelation was that it would be blatant blasphemy unless...It is the truth.
耶稣的启示的困难是，除非它是事实，不然那是公然的亵渎。
And if it's not the truth, then he must die.
如果不是事实的话，他就必须死。
How? How can this truth be tested then?
那么这个事实如果能如何被测试呢？
Jesus knew the answer.
耶稣知道答案。
How can this truth be tested?
如何被测试呢？
He died for the truth.
他为事实而死。
And on the third day, the truth was vindicated and validated by the Father by raising him from the dead.
在第三天，通过了他死里复活，得到了平反。
And in this labyrinth that we have been exploring and trying to know Jesus,
在这个我们要了解耶稣的这个迷宫里，
only when we brave the passage of death to witness the resurrection, only then,Can we arrive at the confirmation to ascertain the true identity of Jesus?
只有我们勇敢地行过这死亡的通道，见证那复活，我们才能够确认并确定耶稣的真正身份。
He is truly the Word made flesh.
他真正的是道成的肉身。
He is God with us.
他是上帝与我们同在。
Now, if Jesus is the Word, then what is the message?
如果上帝如果耶稣是那个道，那信息是什么呢？
If Jesus is the word, the message is that God cherishes this relationship with us so much that he has come to sacrifice himself to us.
他是要表明说耶稣非常珍惜与我们的关系，他来为我们受死。
That is the true purpose of Jesus coming.
这是耶稣来的真正的目的。
If the earlier message from Jesus is that about the revelation of God is hard, then this message then, talking about sacrifice and the death of God, this will be even harder.
如果说较早耶稣为上帝的显示的讯息是困难的话，那么现在将会更加困难。
It is difficult to accept, but yet it must be communicated.
这是必须表达出来的。
Because the sacrifice and death of God, what is considered shameful, is actually glory and honor to God.
这种的痛苦和那个牺牲，其实对上帝来说是荣耀。
Jesus dying is when that is God fully revealed.
耶稣的死是上帝完全的显露出来。
I say again, Jesus dying is God fully revealed.
耶稣的死是上帝的完全显露出来。
The message of the word is that God suffers for the sake of his people.
这道的讯息是关于上帝为他的子民受难。
We know the very familiar verse.
我们非常清楚这个熟悉这个经文。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but has eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
But put yourself in Jesus' shoe. How would Jesus communicate this sacrifice?
耶稣如何表达这种牺牲呢？
How would Jesus show that this is the way that the Father loves?
耶稣如何表达这是父显表示他爱的方式呢？
Actions speak louder than words.
行动胜于雄辩。
And here, Jesus made his message concrete by washing his disciples' feet.
耶稣通过洗门徒的脚传达了这个具体的信息。
Most foot washing in the ancient world was considered a menial task.
在古代世界里，洗脚是一个琐碎的那个动的任务。
Because it washes off not just the dust and mud.
它洗掉的不单单是那些灰尘泥土。
But also the remains of human excrement which was tipped out of the houses onto the streets.
也洗掉那个被丢出去，从家里被丢出去到街上的人类的排泄物。
And the human waste which is left on country roads and town streets.
在那个郊区的道路上和城市里的道路。
The task of doing this is an act of hospitality to honor guests.
这个行为是要尊重那个客人。
And this act is normally assigned to slaves or servants of very low status, particularly females.
这种通常是被分配到一些奴隶或者社会地位很低的特别是女性。
So it's normally done so, and this was do so often, so oftenly practiced, so much so that foot washing was synonymous with slavery.
这个被非常普遍到，这洗脚被当作是和奴隶的行为的奴隶是同等的。
And on rare occasions in ancient literature where this is not so,
在罕见的情况下，当在古代的世界里，在罕见情况下，这个当这个不是事，这个事情不是这样的话呢
？It's usually depicted as an act of loving service, maybe from a daughter to a daughter to a father, or maybe from a wife to a husband.
它被描述为非常有爱心，通常是由女儿或妻子对她的父亲或丈夫所做的东西。
Now, what makes today's passage so extraordinary is that there is no parallel in any ancient literature of a person with superior status voluntarily washing the feet of someone from an inferior status.
是什么东西让这一段记载这么的非凡呢？是因为他在古代的记载里，从来没有一位非凡的人肯降低自己为别人比自己地位低的人洗脚。
Now Jesus' act therefore represents an assault on all the usual notions of all what is social hierarchy.
因此，耶稣的行为代表对社会阶层的那个一个攻击。
It's a subversion of all the normal categories of what is honor and what is shame.
是对那个荣辱惯常的观念的那个颠覆。
And for us, it's even more shocking.
对我们来说是更加的震惊的。
It's even more shocking to us because we know that what is done here is not just an honored teacher performing a shameful act, but rather what is done here is a divine figure with sovereignty over all the cosmos who has taken on the role of a slave.
因为对我们来说，这个不是因为一个受尊敬的老师所做出的可耻的行为，而是由一个神圣并拥有宇宙权力的担当了这个奴隶的角色。
What is Jesus trying to communicate here?
他想向我们表达什么东西呢？
American company Nordstrom is a departmental store that is known for its outstanding customer service.
美国公司诺特斯特隆是的那个客户服务是众所周知的。
They have the best customer service in the industry.
他们在这个行里是他的服务是一流的。
But for their, this strategy to work, they must transform this message to the frontline workers so that they will be passionate about customer service.
但是他的策略要成功, 就必须要转变前线员工, 啊, 热心地为客户服务。
And of course, these employees do not walk in with that kind of mindset. They do not walk in the door that way.
当然他们来的时候不会有这个概念。
And most people in the service line, they, with the service experience, they think, when they think about customer service, they would think, they will have all this experience of all these managers who were just merely trying to minimize costs.
大多数人对那个, 服务的那个经验都是从一个经理花很多的精力, 尽量减少成本。
So the idea, the normal idea of customer service is, oh, just have the customers in and out of the door very fast, and in the process, customer service means try to smile.
就是说让顾客在最短的时间进来和出去, 然后并且尽量的保持笑容。
Now, how does the company solve this?
那公司如何解决这个问题呢?
The company solved this through unexpected stories.
它是通过意想不到的故事来解决这个问题。
So there will be the story of this employee who will cheerfully gift wrap products that a customer buy from Macy's, which is another departmental store.
有雇员为客户从另外一家百货公司买的东西来那个包扎。
There will be a story of this employee who will refund for a set of tire chains.
也有那个员工退让那个轮胎的铁链退货。
Even though Nordstrom actually don't sell any tires.
虽然他们自己的公司并不卖这个东西。
So you can imagine the surprise, if not the shock, of all these stories being told to the new Nordstrom employees.
你可以想象当这些故事, 向那个新的员工说的时候, 他们的 震惊,
because these stories will attack the unspoken assumptions of what is customer service.
因为这是会挑战那些惯常的那个,
because they will always assume that even though you want to talk about customer service, but always don't waste your time on someone who is not buying.
因为他们会假设, 如果你要讲客户服务的话, 不要把时间浪费在那些不要买东西的客户。
But Nordstrom, in telling these stories, is saying that our mission is to, they can, Nordstrom could just say, oh, our mission is just to provide the best customer service in the industry.
Nordstrom 其实也很简单地告诉员工，他们的使命是要在这个业界里提供最好的服务。
They could have just said that, but if they were to just say it, then it would be just like any other departmental stores who tell them to provide good customer service.
他们如果这样做的话，他们就像和其他的百货公司一样的。
And so they have to tell and say and show them all these unexpected stories.
所以他们必须把这些, 意想不到的故事告诉他们的员工。
To make the message stick, to really drill into them what is customer service, you have to push beyond common sense into uncommon sense.
那公司要他们留下深刻的印象, 唯一的办法就是要他们推动他超越他们的常识所知道的。
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹们,
this is God revealed at the night of the foot washing.
这是上帝在, 洗脚的当夜所显示的, 所启示的。
Jesus the Lord, he demonstrated with the actions of a slave to the degree in which God is willing to sacrifice for us.
耶稣用自己的行动表明上帝愿意为我们牺牲的程度。
We know God loves his people.
我们知道上帝爱他的子民。
We know, you say, oh, God loves me. Yes, God loves me.
我们知道上帝爱我们。
But with this foot washing, it immediately goes beyond our common sense to the degree in which God is willing to love.
但这洗脚马上就超越了我们对, 爱的这个尝试。
This foot washing is about the humility to suffer for the sake of others.
这个洗脚是关于谦卑并为他人受苦。
And so this is Jesus' way of revealing God to us.
这是耶稣揭示上帝的方式。
Can you accept it?
你能接受吗?
If you like your worldview in, you know, tidy and neat structures, you might reject this notion of God.
如果你喜欢一个干净整洁的那个世界观, 那么你可能会抗拒这个概念。
Oh God, God should be high and mighty.
上帝应该是高高在上的。
He must remain that way and solve all the problems in this world that way.
他应该保持这样，他解决所有的问题。
So he is like a remote control wish fairy god.
他像就像那个仙神仙这样的那个遥控。
He does not need to get down and dirty in the midst of all my sin and shame.
他不需要亲力亲为。
He does not need to get down and dirty with all the troublesome mess in my life.
他不需要在我生命中那些可以弄我生命中那些罪的那些麻烦。
All he has to do is just flick his magic wand and solve all the problems as and when I call him.
他只需要听，在我随时我叫他的时候，他轻挥一下他的棒来解决我的问题。
God does not need to get down and dirty.
他不需要凡事亲力亲为。
And so Peter makes a lot of sense. No, you are my master. You shall never wash my feet.
彼得所说的很有意思。他你永不可洗我的脚。
I am the master. You are the master. I'm only the disciple.
你是主人，我是门徒。
You are God, and I'm only a man with the occasional prayer of petition.
你是上帝，我只是一个偶尔祷告的人。
Let us keep that separation that way.
让我们继续保持这个距离。
And both our lives can stay unchanged.
那我们两个的生活可以就保持不变。
But this is not the Father that Jesus knew.
但这不是耶稣所认识的父。
This is not the Father that Jesus knew.
这不是耶稣所认识的父。
Jesus would know that since in the beginning from the beginning he already know about his impending death.
耶稣知道他一开始就知道他即将到来的死亡。
He also know the way that the Father loves.
他也知道父爱的方式。
He say, having known his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
他爱在世上的，他爱他们到底。
And so Jesus answered directly and frankly to Peter.
耶稣坦率而直接的回答彼得。
So he say, unless I wash you, you will have no part with me.
我若不洗你，你就与我无份。
The way Jesus would relate to his disciples would be to serve and to sacrifice for them.
耶稣会以为他们服务和牺牲的方式和门徒联系。
Such a relationship would define how God and man will be related.
这将给和这样一个上帝的关系一个定义。
And if this is the definition, if you reject his sacrifice, then of course you have nothing to do with such a God, such a master.
如果你拒绝这个他的牺牲，那么你和他当然没有什么关系。
There are some people that we connect on an intellectual level.
有些人我们在那个知识层面上的那个沟通。
We know one another. We know how we think.
我们认识彼此，我们也知道彼此在想些什么。
Some people we connect on an official level.
有些人我们是通过官方来接触。
We know one another's social status, and then we'll connect with one another in that way based on our social level.
我们也知道彼此的社会地位，我们也因为这社会地位来的以不同的方式来沟通。
But that is not the Father that Jesus knew.
但这不是我们所认识的父。
He is not a conceptual God.
他不是一个概念上的上帝。
And he is not an official title. God is not an official title.
上帝不是他的一个那个正式那个头衔。
We are connected to God.Because there is this sacrificial love for one another.
我们和上帝有了那个连接，是因为那个牺牲的爱。
Jesus wants to make the point, and then Jesus would serve you even as a slave. He would even die for you.
耶稣会像奴隶一样的服侍你，甚至为你而死。
That was his message.
这是他要给你的讯息。
There is this famous song by Meat Loaf.
有一个著名的歌曲。
He says, "I would do anything for love."But I won't do that.
我会你为爱做任何事，但是我不会做那件事。
But with this foot washing,
但是有了这个洗脚。
Jesus is saying that I would do anything for love. I would even do that.
耶稣会说，我会为爱做任何事，我也会做那件事。
With the acceptance of such a love.Unless there is the acceptance of such a love, there can be no relationship with such a God.
如果没有接受这样的爱，那将和上帝没有关系。
But do not be too quick to accept such a love.
但不要太快接受这样的爱。
Sometimes in our enthusiasm for evangelism, we preach only half the gospel.
有时我们非常热情的传福音，但是我们只传了一半的福音。
And then we end up with a church full of needy people.
啊，最后教会剩下很多那个有需要的，
不是有需要，就是
needy，very
needy people，OK，、okay.
很需要的。
okay. Jesus then continued to say this.
啊，耶稣接着说
，Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
I've set you an example that you should do as I've done for you.
我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
Now, in revealing the God who acts in such sacrificial love,
在揭示那以牺牲的爱的行动的上帝
，it is the same God who then demands mutual sacrificial love amongst his disciples.
这是也就是那要求他门徒之间有那牺牲的爱。的同一个上帝
Just as how the way God loves us, we are also to love one another.
就像上帝如何爱我们，我们应该如此的彼此相爱。
So you can imagine whenever the disciples think about love.
啊，你可以想象，当门徒想到爱
，they remember the night that my master washed my feet.
他们会想到那一晚，我的主人为我洗脚。
Whenever they think about sacrifice that needs to be made.
他们想到要必须要的牺牲
or ministry or serving in what they should do
或者他们所需要做的
they will remember the night my master washed my feet
他们会记得那一晚他的主人为他们洗脚
and even when they had to quarrel over things it's normal
当他就算是他们需要争吵也是正常的
you know Peter quarreled with Paul
你知道就好像彼得和保罗有的争执
Or Paul quarreled with Barnabas.
啊，保罗和那个
巴拿马
有了争执。
They remember the night my master washed my feet.
他们记得那个主人为他们洗脚的晚上。
It should be the same for us.
跟我们是一样的。
You might be used to saying, "Well, I will do anything for love, but I won't do that."
你可能会说，我会爱做任何事，但是我不会做那件事。
But now that you know this foot washing,
但现在你知道这个洗脚
from now you should be saying, I would do anything for love, I would even do that.
你现在应该说我会爱做任何事，我也会做那事。
But why?
啊，为什么呢？
Isn't it already our salvation when we accept God as our Savior?
啊，当我们接受主的时候，不是成了我们的那个救恩吗？
Why would we need to love one another?
我们为什么要彼此相爱呢？
Jesus answered this for us.
啊，耶稣回答说
He said, unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
啊，除非我 我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
And it's the same for all of us as well.
啊，这对我们来说是一样的。
Unless we wash one another's feet,
除非我们彼此洗脚
，we have no part with one another.
我们就和彼此没有份。
So that we don't just remember the night that my master washed my feet.
我们不能够单单记得那晚主人为我们洗脚。
We will also remember the days and nights when we wash one another's feet.
我们要记得那一天那一夜，当我们为彼此洗脚。
Now this foot washing here is only meant as an example.
这洗脚只是一个例子。
So we don't need to start a foot washing campaign in Jubilee Church.
所以我们不需要在禧年堂展开一个洗脚运动。
But remember that the moment when we truly serve one another in humility, that is the moment when we truly become one family.
当我们谦卑的彼此服侍的那个时刻，就是我们成为真正一家人的那一刻。
Because we have all.A part of one another.
因为我们都是成为彼此的一部分。
Jesus say, "I'm the good shepherd."
耶稣说我是好牧人。
The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
好牧人为羊舍命。
The reason why my Father loves me is because I lay down my life only to take it up again.
我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。
No one takes it from me. I lay it down on my own accord.
没有人驳我的命去，是我自己舍的。
I have the authority to lay it down and the authority to take it up again.
我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。
This command I received from my father.
这是我从我父所受的命令。
This is my vision for Jubilee Church.
这是我对禧年堂的那个景愿。
That we become a life-giving church.
我们成为一个赋予生命的教会。
The good shepherd took on the actions of a slave in order to show what is love.
好牧人通过一个奴隶的行动来表现出什么叫做爱。
It is an example so that we too also know what it means to love one another.
通过这个例子，好让我们知道什么叫做彼此相爱。
So I like this word life-giving.
我非常喜欢这个词赋予生命。
Because it describes how when we give in love, we are actually giving our life.
因为它描绘了当我们赋予生命的时候，我们其实也是给予爱。
It is not free time that we give. That is not love.
不是在空闲的时候给的，那不是叫爱。
It's not spare change that we give. That is not love.
不是给那些零钱，那不叫爱。
It is life that we give, so we call it life giving.
是给予生命。
On the other hand, life giving also describes what is being received in love.
在另外一方面，赋予生命也是描述到所接受到的。
When we give life, people receive life.
当我们赋予生命，其他的人将会接受到那生命。
What is life that we receive? What is life?
什么是生命啊？
It may be the courage to live on.
可能是活下去的勇气。
It may be the support that is needed to just make it through the tough times.
可能是那需要熬过那个难关的那个勇气，那个支持。
Or it may be the faith to believe in God.
可能是所需要的那个相信上帝的信心。
But here I want to give an important warning.
我现在我要给一个警告。
When I say that everyone in church must be life-giving may lead to abuse.
当我说每个人在教会的每个人都要赋予生命的时候，那可能会导致被滥用。
Some may abuse the love of Christians.
有些人可能会滥用那个基督徒的爱。
Here I must say that this is foolishness that you don't have to give in.
你不需屈就于这个愚蠢。
Jesus say here, no one takes it from me.
耶稣说没有人夺我的命去。
It's I who lay it down on my own accord.
是我自己舍的。
I have the authority to lay it down. I have the authority to take it up again.
我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。
Your love and your life giving, it must be based on your own free will. Nobody can ask it or judge you or take it for granted from you.
你赋予生命是必须根据你自己的愿意，而不是当成别人不可以把它当成是理所当然的。
Nobody can demand any foot washing from you or expect any demeaning acts out of your own free will.
没有人可以要求你洗脚或期待你有任何贬低你自己的行为。
Even though I'm quite reluctant to add in this caveat here, sometimes it just have to be said.
虽然我非常不愿意的说这个，但是还是必须说出来。
But one thing is for sure.
有件事是肯定的。
We once gathered here as strangers in this church.
我们曾经是一群陌生人聚集在这里。
But because we are willing to be life-giving.
但是因为我们愿意赋予生命。
To be life-giving in this community.
在这社区里赋予生命。
We become a part of one another.
我们成为彼此的一部分。
Every Lent season, we reflect on the sacrifice of God.
每个大斋节，我们都反思上帝的牺牲。
Let that be the vision for us to also live a life of sacrificial love.
让这成为我们的意向，活出一个牺牲的爱的生命。
Let us pray.
祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you. We thank you because you loved us. You loved us to the point of sending your Son Jesus Christ for us to show us what is love. Teach us, Lord, to live this life of love. Teach us to be giving to one another that we may experience what is life in this community. All this we ask in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.